Okay, now comes the second to last Mishnah, which is the Mishnah of Shlamim. Shlamim Kochim Kalim. The carbon Shlamim, which is called a peace offering, that a person can bring whenever he wants. Kochim Kalim, that's also in the category of Kochim Kalim. Shchitasam B'chol Makim Bazara, you guys could touch the Mishnah already by yourself. Shchitasam B'chol Makim Bazara, the Shchita of Kochim Kalim, could be any place in the Azara, not Dafka in the north. The Domonton, Shte Matanis, Shein Arba. Their blood requires two Matanis that are really four, two on the corners that end up on four sides. They could be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim, to any person, not just to Kayanim, in any manner, not just roasted. Here we have different than the carbon taida. Carbon taida was one day and the following night. The carbon shtamim is shnei yamim v'layla echad. If a person brings the carbon on a Tuesday, he has Tuesday to eat it, and Tuesday night, and then Wednesday until shkiyah. That shnei yamim, the day of the carbon and the following day, v'layla echad, and with a night, in between those 2 days. Now it's very interesting here, Chazal say, L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, but they don't say, let's say if you bring the carbon on Tuesday, so you're allowed to eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night, and then Wednesday until Shkia. Doesn't say anywhere that on Wednesday you should finish eating it by Chatzais, to finish it by midday, v'harchikas ha'adam and aveira, like we have by a carbon taida, or by a chatas that's eaten one day and one night, so even though the main mitzvah is until the morning, but Chazal said, finish it by Chatzais, just to be sure. The carbonis that end in the daytime by Shkia, you never find a din that you have to be finished it by Chatzais. So Tosfos and Zvachim is Ma'orer, why over there are you allowed to eat it the full 2 days and one night, and you don't have to finish it by Chatzais Hayoim on the second day? Tosfos and Zvachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, says, because when it comes Shkia time, that's very recognizable. Person sees when it's Shkia, the sun sets and it's Shkia. So we're not afraid that someone's going to get mixed up and leave this thing over and end up eating it after Shkia. But when a carbon that is eaten until Alois HaShachar, it might be very unclear. Alois HaShachar is still very, very black outside, very dark outside until Netzach Amo. So since it's going to be unclear when that time of Alois HaShachar is, a person might get mixed up and end up eating it 2 minutes after Alois HaShachar. And it'll become nicer, and then he's going to eat it and be Chayav Karis. So therefore, Chazal said a hachaka by Karbonis, that are really till Alois HaShachar, Chazal said, finish it by Chatzos and don't come to any problems. But a carbon that could be eaten 2 days and one night, like a shlamim, there's taka no harchok, a person could eat it all the way up to Shkia, because we're not afraid that he's going to get mixed up as to when Shkia is. That's the ma'alach of Tosfos and Zvachim. There is another interesting pshat by the Radvaz. The Radvaz is in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonis, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, the Radvaz on the Rambam. Perek Yud Halach Avav, the Rambam says there, the Radvaz says there, an interesting svara, that dafka in the nighttime, we're afraid that someone might fall asleep. If he's able to eat it until 4:21 in the morning, until Alois HaShachar, so we're afraid he's going to push it off. He'll say, okay, I'll eat it at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then he's going to doze off in the middle of the night. That's what happens if someone's staying up all night. So we're afraid he's going to doze off. So dafka over there, we say, finish it by midnight and don't run into problems. But if a person has to finish by 5:15 in the afternoon, because that's when Shkia is, so we're not afraid that if he pushes it off till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30, that he's going to fall asleep. It's less of a chash that person's going to fall asleep in the middle of the day. What is that? No, so that's what we're saying, that you have Shnei Yamin V'layla Echad, it's not a full Shnei Yamin. You don't have to wait until, you don't have to stop eating it by Chatzos, either because you'll be able to tell when Shkia is, or because you're not afraid when you're going to fall asleep. No, you only have to stop by Chatzos, at night, when the carbon is eaten l'yom v'layla, like a toido or a chatas, it's eaten that day and the night until Alois HaShachar. So we say, don't wait till Alois HaShachar, finish it by Chatzos. But a carbon like a shlam, which is eaten 2 days and one night, like Tuesday and Wednesday, and the night in between, then you could eat Wednesday afternoon all the way up to Shkia. You don't have that hachaka until Chatzos. Okay, akaparim, that's the din of the Mishnah here, l'shnei yom v'layla echad. The Mishnah continues, hamurim mehem, kayoyte behem. Again, the part that's separated and given to the Kayanim is eaten the same 2 days and one night, and it eaten also in Yerushalayim. Ela she'amurim nechal ha'kayanim l'nesheim v'levneim u'avdeim, which we explained before. The part that's supposed to be given to the Kayan is eaten by the Kayan and his family and his avodim knani. Just one ha'arah here, the two ha'arahs we should say. One, l'gabi ad chatzois, the din that it has to be eaten until chatzois. Tosis in Megillah, daf chof aleph, amar aleph, cautions us that this is Nagea Halacha L'maisa these days, even though we don't bring a carbon Pesach these days. But the din of eating the matzah, even the Afikoymen, Taisa says, a person is supposed to eat the Afikoymen before Chatzos. The matzah, the dinner, the achilas matzah, and eating the, even the eating of the afikoyman is supposed to be eaten at the same time that the Karban Pesach is supposed to be eaten. And therefore, if it says, ve'einay nechol ella ad chatzos, the Karban Pesach must be eaten before chatzos, therefore a person should make sure when they're making the Seder, sometimes if you're by someone else, it's not up to you, but when you make your own Seder, a person has to be careful to eat not just the achilas matzah, but also the afikoyman after Magid and Shulchan Aruch and everything, he has to eat Shulchan Aruch. After that, he should eat the afikoyman before chatzos. That's a halacha that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In the beginning of Siman Kaf Ayin Zayin, the Mechaber says, "V'yehizor la'ochlei koytem chatzos," referring to the afikoyman. A person has to be careful to eat the afikoyman before chatzos. That comes from this Taisus of Megillah, based on our Mishnah that we have here. That's the gabi the din of ad chatzos, and also the din that you have to eat it. The afkel the menuya. Not everyone can eat any Karban Pesach. You have to be registered to eat it. There's a very nice kasha that I saw one year that the Rishonim ask that on the night of the Seder we say, in Halach Ma'anyu, we say, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach. Right? What does that mean? Kol Ditzrich, anyone who needs to come in, Yeseh V'Yifsach should come and eat, share with us in the Karban Pesach. So the kasha is, how could you say anyone who wants to come in, anyone who needs food should come in and eat the Karban Pesach? The Karban Pesach has to be eaten only to those who were registered. This Karban was shechted already in the afternoon. So whoever was registered was registered. It's too late now. Time's up. So how could you say, if it's Eina Nechel Menuyev, how could you say, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach? This kasha is actually asked by the Bali Tosis. Ala Torah, there's a sefer called Moshav Zkenim Ala Torah from the Bali Tosis. So in Parashas Boi, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet, the Moshav Zkenim, he brings it to Bali Tosis, asks his kasha on that din that it says that you have to be Tachoysu Ala Seh, you have to be counted and be registered for the carbon. So he says, so what's pshat that the Bala Agada writes, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach? So I saw one year in the Agada of the Rebbe Rabbi Yochar, who was the Rebbe of the Ramban, we quoted his Pirush on Tefillah. So the Rebbe Rabbi Yochar is nesayer to this question as well, and he says in Intesan Tazach that when we say Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach, we're not inviting people to eat our Karban Pesach. You see, we say it even these days. We're not eating a Karban Pesach these days. He says what we're really inviting people is to eat the matzah of the Afikoyman, which he says is a zecher for the Karban Pesach. So the matzah of the Afikoyman, we call it Yeseh V'Yifsach, come share in the Pesach with us, but it doesn't mean in the Achilas Karban Pesach Mamch. It means come share with us in the eating the Afikoyman, which is zecher l'Pesach. So says the Rebbe Rabbi Yochar, then we can say that even at the Seder, because there's no din that you have to be registered to eat the matzah. If you have a guest that walks in the middle of the Seder, and he's not registered on any Achilas matzah, doesn't make a difference, he's still allowed to eat the matzah. So that's how he answers this kash of the Bali Tosis, that you could say, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach, it's not referring dafka to the Karban Pesach, it's referring to the matzah of the Afikoyman. I just want to mention that in many Siddurim, at the end of all these Mishnayis, there's a little Yehi Ratzon. After you say the Mishnayis, which counts, a person who reads these Mishnayis, and now that we know what it's talking about, so it counts mamish, gevaldige things every morning that you say a Karban Chatas as if you brought a Chatas, you say a Karban Oilas as if you brought an Oilas, all these very special and important Karbanas. So there's a Yehi Ratzon that said, it's good to say it, to say the Yiratzen after each one, to say Beferish that it's as if Hashem should accept these words as if we brought a carbon. We don't have a base on English, but our words should be Mamish as if we brought a carbon. First, we should not say it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't bring a carbon yachid. We don't bring our own chatois and oila. The only carbonus that we bring is the tamid and the musaf, the carbonus of the tibur, not a carbon yachid. But in the weekdays, you say that even on Shabbos. But on Shabbos you don't say the Yiratzen. But if you look at the nusach of the Yiratzen, it varies a little bit. And this is because a chatas and an asham, you can't just bring stam, you get in the mood to bring a chatas and an asham. A chatas and an asham can't come b'nedava. If you did a chait, that's d'inay kareis, shivigas chatas, you did a peshagi, you bring a chatas. If you did one of these issues of ashamais, asham gzeilais, asham meilais, all those things, or asham tali, you have to bring an asham. But you can't just stam be misnadev and bring a chatas and an asham. So specifically by chatas and asham, we say a long-winded nusach, imnis chayavti chatas, or imnis chayavti asham, then, tehe amir ezu, merutza lefanecha, this should be considered as if I brought it. But by all the other karbanas that I mentioned here, the oila, and the toida, and the shlamim, those are karbanas that you don't have to be mechuyev in, as we said before, even the toida. Even if you're not mechuyev in it, a person can bring a karban toida, he can bring a shlamim, he can bring an oila. So therefore there, we just say a very simple lashon, yihiratzen ki'ilu ukrafti oila, yihiratzen ki'ilu ukrafti toida, yihiratzen ki'ilu ukrafti shlamim. In the final Mishnah, there is no Yiratzen Bechlal, because there's no purpose to say Kilu Krafti, a Bukhar Maiser, Pesach. These days, there's no Chiv to bring Bukhar Maiser, and it's not an Erev Pesach, so we're not no Chiv today to bring a Karban Pesach. So we don't say the Yeratzim B'chal. But on the other Kabbanis, it's nice to say Al Kapanim in the weekday, this extra line, if he's coming early enough to say the Kabbanis anyway, you get in an extra few seconds for this line to say Beferish HaTfilah, the Yeratzim Ki'ilu, you brought the Kabbanis.